This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. ExxonMobil, the world's biggest publicly traded oil company, didn't make quite as much money last quarter as Wall Street had been guessing. Profits down 16%, in fact, in part because it's having trouble finding new reserves to replace its declining production. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that story.
The oil business has never been easy, but it's harder than it used to be.
A lot of the low-hanging fruit with respect to oil production has long ago been picked.
Alan Good is an equity analyst with Morningstar. He says countries like China now have state-run companies to extract their own oil. So companies like Exxon have to search farther away, ending up in the most remote parts of the globe.
Whether it be in Argentina or even West Siberia, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Opportunity, yes, but at a price. For example, Exxon is exploring offshore drilling in the Arctic Ocean.
These are much higher costs than what we've historically had.
New technology is helping. Scott Tinker is the state geologist for Texas.
Fracking has opened up new reserves to all the oil and gas industry.
Fracking has a bad reputation with some environmentalists. But if companies waited to invest in fracking, they've been penalized.
It's more expensive typically if you're late to the game in a particular basin. The price has gone up.
For big oil companies, hydraulic fracking is actually the safe play. Tinker says the deep water drilling is more risky.
Offshore wells cost tremendously more than a onshore hydraulically fractured well, but they produce more.
Despite all these challenges, Exxon has new projects that should come online in the next few years. Its production is expected to increase going forward. Analysts say the oil business will remain profitable, just less so. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.